Welcome to Neural Pathways, where your neuroscience degree can take you, presented by Healthy Brains, Healthy Lives. I'm your host, Rana Ghafouri, and this podcast is aimed at exploring career options for neuroscience grads. Hi everyone! Our guest for today's episode is Dr. Hale Radedi. She obtained her PhD in biomedical engineering from McGill in 2015 and is now a senior software systems engineer at Verb Surgical. Hale, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure.
Can you tell me a bit about Verb Surgical and what you do with them?
Yes. So Verb Surgical is actually a joint venture between Johnson & Johnson and Google. They put together this joint venture because they wanted to work on surgical robotics. And about a month ago, J&J announced that they're going to buy the joint venture. So we're in the transition of being a part of J&J, bigger company. But what we do here is we are working on surgical robotics in laparoscopy area.
So you are a software engineer with them?
I work as a system software engineer with them, and it's basically I'm the lead engineer in integrating tools from J&J. So they build the tools, and then we have the system, and I'm the lead engineer for integrating the two, the software and the hardware, basically together.
So what's a typical day like for you at work?
First of all, a typical day is full of a lot of meetings, a lot of coordinations. There's a list of tasks. We have a list of milestones every day or every month, I should say. And then that includes, sometimes it involves coding. Sometimes it involves like doing a little bit of research. Sometimes it involves like talking to people from different functional groups. And it can be a combination of multiple things. But we do have a lot of meetings where we go and discuss and present works, and we spend a lot of time on that, and then we also dedicate some of our day to just, you know, sitting down, implementing concept, and basically just focusing on your task.
Is this something that you've always pictured yourself doing?
That's a very good question. I'm going to give you a little bit of background. I'm going to start a little bit earlier from my undergrad. I always wanted to be a medical doctor. I guess that was my dream job. I started at UBC, and I was doing genetics, taking all the prerequisites for medical school and focusing on doing the MCAT and all that. And then University of British Columbia started offering a program, basically biomedical engineering as an undergrad. And then, you know, in Canada, we never had biomedical engineering as an undergrad degree.
Right.
It was always a master or PhD degree. So I went to this orientation session, and I looked at the presentation, and I loved that it was like a lot of, you know, operating room, like equipment, and a lot of excitement there. And I was already in the science, and I look at this presentation, and I'm like, I think that's what I want to do. So at the end of the orientation session, I went and talked to the director of the program, and he told me that this is under the Faculty of Engineering, and I was already in Faculty of Science. And I told him how much I loved that presentation and how much I wanted to work under that, you know, environment and all that. And he asked me, why don't you apply? And I thought about it for a second, and I said, that's a good idea, but I'm already in science and this is engineering. Like, how is that possible? So what I did, I took that chance. I applied, and this was like a limited set of students, like because this was the first time UBC was offering that. It was like, you know, only they were taking only 15, so I wasn't sure if I had a chance to get in. But surprisingly, I applied. I actually, for me, it was like multiple steps, because I had to first change the faculty, you know, apply for Faculty of Engineering, like change my faculty from Science to Engineering, and I applied for a home department, which I applied for Electrical Engineering. And then within electrical engineering, I had to apply for the specialized program, which was biomedical. So I did it. I got in. There were only, 15 students, 15, 20 students. And the interesting part was, we were a group that were not too big. So we're mostly taking classes off the graduate level courses and things like that. So that's how I get to know a lot of people and really became interested in the field even more. And along the way, I've done, more research, Then I did my PhD in McGill. I did internship, and I went to Medtronic for 6 months. And I, did that internship, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So that's how I got exposed to the environment, and also I realized, like, yes, this is what I want to do.
What motivated you to pursue graduate studies at McGill?
I guess when I finished my undergrad, I started looking into whether I want to do it, go through industry, or I want to, or go and do another couple of years of like more schooling. So when I started thinking about it, I actually considered both, because that's just like I told you, like biomedical engineering was not a degree. It was more undergrad specialization. I thought maybe I should at least do a master's. And the reason I chose McGill was because biomedical engineering was actually on the Faculty of Medicine, and I was like more clinically oriented, and it was like a combination of, because I think I like the clinical application of it more than just the engineering part. And the fact that McGill has that, unique setting where you are very close to clinicians, to neuroscientists and things like that, I guess. And I was always loved the application. So all that really motivated me to go and pursue my studies more and get into more details and have more hands-on experience. And,
What was your PhD project on? You were at the MNI?
yeah, so I was working with Dr. Bruce Pike, and mine was on the image-guided surgery. So basically, we were integrating information from MRI imaging, but basically various types of imaging, like fMRI, resting state fMRI, diffusion MRI, and basically we were trying to integrate all the information and create a platform where we can guide the surgeon. So, as you may already know, there's a treatment for Parkinson's disease. It's called deep brain stimulation, and for that, you need to insert electrodes into the brain. And just going to that critical structure in the brain is difficult, because you don't want to hit the blood vessels or other functional areas and things like that. So for the surgeons to do this work, it's actually a very manual and time-extensive work where they have to like go through every slices of MRI. So our project was around automating that process, getting the information, and showing the surgeons what are the safest paths to go and place that into the brain, and kind of like basically revealing information to the surgeon where they cannot see it with their eyes.
That's really interesting and very involved with medicine. So,
Yeah.
were you involved in a lot of extracurriculars during your graduate studies?
So I was involved in a lot of like research group at McGill, other than like just the project related one, but I was also involved in like, the Thompson House. So there's a lot of activities going on there, more around the, work-life balance type of thing. And also one program that I got involved was the CREATE program at McGill, which was the one that, you applied. It's like a scholarship, and the government will support you to go and do an industry kind of like internship. And I applied for that. I got the scholarship. So back then, it was only required to stay within Canada, so to the company within Canada, and go and do like 6 months internship. But because my work was so related to this company, Medtronic, I really wanted to go and do an internship at Medtronic. So I kind of like paved my own path to go to US, actually. So I convinced the committee to support me to go to US, to Colorado,
Oh,
yes, and do a 6 month internship with Medtronic in surgical technology division, where they were actually kind of like working on stuff that was kind of like the next step to my project. So my project was mostly around preoperative planning. Medtronic is more on the intraoperative surgery and things like that. So that was amazing experience for me, where I saw the difference between academic life versus industry life, and that kind of confirmed to me that, industry is a path that I really like to pursue.
Medtronics hired you after you graduated then because of your internship?
Right. So yeah. So when I went, yeah, I went to Medtronic for 6 months, and I went back to finish my PhD, and then the director of the R&D group from Medtronic, he contacted me and he said, I have an open position. Are you interested? And that was like a perfect timing for me. So yeah, so then I went to a full-time job at Medtronic.
Okay, nice. And so how did you move on from Medtronics to Verb Surgical then? How did you go about finding the position at Verb Surgical?
That's a very good question. So I was at Medtronic about 4.5 years, and I was, you know, I was excellent at what I was doing and what my specialization was basically, you know, image processing and algorithm design and all that. And when I look at the health industry, I realize like there's a shift in the industry where now everybody is kind of like focusing on robotics. So the past year and a half, if you follow like the industry, the medical devices industry, you see that a lot of big companies are now investing more on the robotics and kind of like machine learning and AI type of thing. So I'm like, okay, you need to always watch out for how the industry is doing that shift and kind of like be prepared for that. And the way to do it is like, so I decided that, okay, I'm good at what I'm doing, but I wanted to expand my expertise and kind of learn new things. So I wanted to sign up for new challenges. So, you know, Verb Surgical is all about robotics. And the work that I'm doing here is very different from what I was doing at Medtronic, but it actually opened a lot of, you know, new opportunities, new skill sets, new things that I can put in my resume for the next level and kind of like prepare me for, you know, future and things that everyone is now focusing on.
Right. So what's your favorite part about your job?
The favorite part is when the feature or the product or something that we worked on gets delivered to the patient. I guess that's very rewarding, just like seeing how the impact of your work is. And it's not just, you know, it's not that you do something today and you really see the impact in somebody's life. That's what keeps me motivated every day. Like, that's the exciting part, the mission itself, knowing that, you know, the work that you're doing is valuable. It's going to help someone. It's going to help a patient. It's going to help, like, taking pain away from someone and things like that. And also another part is our work is never monotonous. It's always, there's always a new challenge. And that's what is really exciting about the job that I have, is like every day there's a new challenge.
Something different.
New learning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really nice to see what the work you're putting towards, like where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the skills you gained during your graduate studies at McGill, both during your research or in your extracurriculars, are helping you in your career now?
So definitely the basic theories, the basic knowledge that you learn at school through courses, through extensive studies, that helps a lot in setting you up for success. Because a lot of times when you come to work, you are the subject matter expert. And that expertise comes from your education. There's definitely that part. And then on the research, it's always, you know, learning to think about the future and what the state of art is, and kind of like keep that role going and being innovative. Those are the things that you really learn at school. Another thing that really helped me in my career was actually building a lot of connections at school. So just networking, knowing where your friends are going, just knowing what research, what lab, who is doing what, really helps. Especially when you come to industry, you want to keep in contact with those people and kind of like help to bring things together. Because there is a gap. There's what I think is there is a gap between industry and especially in medical devices or medical industry, there's a gap between academia and industry. Because like for me, like it was very important to start, you know, building a bridge between the two and kind of like bring that standard state of art into the industry for commercialization and make it available to everyone. So definitely connections that I had from McGill was great.
So if a current neuroscience graduate student working in a biomedical engineering related field is interested in preparing for a type of career like yours, what would you suggest to them to do during their graduate studies to help them prepare for it?
Yeah, definitely do an internship, even if there's like summer, like a lot of companies, they do offer summer internships. Definitely, I think that's a must to do for everyone to go and see what it's like to work in industry and whether they like that work ethic or not, and whether, because there's really a difference between academia versus industry, both work ethic and also things that you are working on. So internships, I highly recommend it for people who want to pursue this path, to do at least one internship during their
Right, and it helps you build those connections too, like you said.
Absolutely. Yep.
Finally, what is the number one piece of advice that you would give to yourself if you could go back to when you were a trainee?
Definitely finding a mentor helps a lot, because I realized I had a lot of choices back then, and I was always trying to figure out things on my own until I met like my advisor, and he was like great and kind of like giving me the directions and all that. So finding a mentor is very important, and always, like, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of hearing no, no matter like what your dream job is. There's always a lot, you will hit a lot of obstacles, a lot of no's and things like that. Don't give up. So just pursue your dream, and kind of like, even if it dives, you know, even if like, you know, it's different from what you thought at the beginning, it's totally fine. It also will work out. You know, definitely build your network, and think about that, you know, every person that you meet is like a new, they can open a, you know, a door to a new opportunity for you as well.
Hala, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
All right, well, thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Hala and Verb Surgical, check out the Neural Pathways webpage for more information. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Neural Pathways, presented by Healthy Brains, Healthy Lives. Check out our website at mcgill.ca/hbhl for links to previous episodes and resources, and follow HBHL on Twitter at @hbhlmcgill. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform so you'll never miss an episode. See you next time!